one of those. I got a black dog. A little black dog. I love my little black dog. I want to go home and be with my little black
dog. What's your little black dog's name?
Pixie.
Pixie.
Yeah. Pixie, the little black dog.
A yapper?
Yeah. No, she's a howler, though. The minute we leave the house, she's like, ow! She hates when we leave.
It's better than yapping.
That's true.
Better than yapping.
Definitely true.
Why do we have a human foot up there? What's happening here?
Wow, that's been moving around. It's a severed human foot with a bandage wrapped around it, covered in blood. And
I mean, it may not
really
be human,
nice.
But it certainly looks...
Oh, no, it's human.
Quite.
I human. Mean, it looks... Yeah. I don't know where it came from, that's for sure.
Let's talk about today's show. Give me five.
A-E-I-O-U.
Songs that begin with those letters?
Songs that begin with those five letters. So, you know, it's give me five. So five songs. One A, one E, one I, etc. It's like you're back in class. We should just ditch.
But so we couldn't pick like three songs to start with an E?
Go straight to hell.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
It is.
All right. I like it. In the 4 o'clock hour, Thanksgiving disasters. Because that's always fun to hear about.
Basically, yeah. So, I mean, like going all the way back to when they the pilgrims first turned
up. I don't think we need to go back
because,
that far.
That was kind of a disaster.
I'm assuming that
for a lot of
people have, you know, examples that are more recent.
I see. Okay.
Man shot in the penis in Florida. One American dollar.
Oh, we're going to play one American dollar.
Yep.
I might have another dollar to spend for Christmas. Hot damn.
And in the KLOS $100,000 name game, you get to win $7,600.
Wow.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Wow. I need to go visit Dr. Feelgood, so I need a dollar. I need $1.
I need
$1.
That's what I need.
Dollar won't get you much from Dr. Feelgood.
That's very true.
These days.
But, you know, I just keep throwing them on the pile.
Sure.
One day I'll be able to buy a nice little baggie.
By the way, just before we get to one American dollar, you can win $7,600 in the KLOS $100,000 name game.
I can't believe it just keeps on trucking.
It sure does.
It's going way up.
Again. All right. Here's the category because Sluggo is the human Eeyore.
I hate everything.
Sluggo is a very negative human.
Boy, that's
you
a
know
fact.
What's funny, though, is that you're really... negative about a lot of big things, but you're not really an angry person.
No, I'm not. And on a day-to-day basis, everything's fine.
Right.
But there are things that really piss me off.
Yeah. So the
human, and I hate the holidays.
Which is insanity.
Humbug.
Because I love the holidays.
Me and the Grinch would get along fine, and at the end of our movie, we would not come around to see the Who's point of view.
Gotcha.
Just wouldn't happen.
All right, so I picked a list just for you.
Yeah.
The 10 worst things about the holiday season.
Oh, that's easy. Just hand over the dollar now.
Which includes Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Gotcha. The whole...
You get six guesses
kit and caboodle.
To get...
Four
right.
Woohoo! Well, since you were saying the whole... I really do.
All right.
Since you were saying the human Eeyore thing, let's say the crushing, defeating, humiliating loneliness because you have no family. Look at that. Come on. See?
Well done.
I hate the holidays. Can't even get that right. The fact of what's the worst part of it all.
All right. That's one guess and none right.
I would say relatives visiting. That's pretty awful. You don't want to have the relatives in town.
Yeah, awkward family time.
There you go.
Well done.
That's a bad one.
All right, two guesses. You got one right.
Well, on the same kind of subject, if you have to travel, I mean, I hate getting on the planes and traveling back east or wherever. Ah, nice.
That's correct. Travel. Woo! Holiday travel is crazy. So you got three guesses. You got two right. So you need two more.
Let's see. How about the commercialism, like all the ads, like the whole there you go.
It's become so commercialized. It's number three.
And Charlie Brown agrees with me on that one, so you know we were on the same page with that.
All right,
number three, huh?
You have two guesses to get one more right.
Two guesses to get one more right.
Yeah, you've given four guesses, you got three right. Now it gets
difficult. Yes, it does. Yes. I'm gonna say, you know, the overspending, like you just waste too much money. You're like, oh, no.
All right. So
it
comes down to this.
Win
the dollar or you're a loser.
I hate the music. It's everywhere. You can't get away from the damn tingle, 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 tingle smells.
Woo!
Together. Hell yeah! Go home, relatives! Get off my couch! You fat bastards!
Number 10, oddly, is getting stuff you really don't want. That's a strange one, right?
Yeah.
Number 9 is overrated Christmas movies.
Okay.
Number 8, you can't really enjoy Christmas festivities as much because of school or work.
Okay, yeah, I gotta work.
When it's all over, you want to relax, but now you have to take everything down. That's number 7.
Some of these are lazy.
Number
6 even lazier than I am.
Is the chaos of travel, which you got.
Bleh.
Number 5, shopping is a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 4, people who jump right into Christmas the second Halloween ends.
Oh, that's a good one. There you go. I mean, you know what? If they're happy, that's fine, but get out of my face.
Number 3, you got it's become so commercialized.
Yeah.
Number 2, you got awkward family time.
Yeah.
And number 1 is Christmas music is so annoying.
Damn straight. I saw somewhere that album, A Night at the Opera, just celebrated its, I don't know, 470th birthday.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing if it's 470th.
It's been around for a minute.
Yep. Let's do People Are Dumb, shall we?
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
A 30-year-old Lakeland man in Florida faces multiple charges after he attempted to start a house fire in Lakeland.
He's just going to burn Florida down. Maybe he's doing us all a favor.
The guy has Molotov cocktails.
Oh, dude. Damn.
And he's throwing up the house, and he can't get the house lit.
Ah.
The house just will not cooperate.
Was it built by the third piggy?
I don't have any idea. That's a great question. When a deputy arrived at the residence, he witnessed the man, later identified as 30-year-old Luke Neely, getting into an older model Chevy pickup truck and leaving the scene, and then the chase started.
Oh, Luke. Just
and Luke led the police
down.
On a chase.
We're throwing Molotov cocktails out the window, I would hope.
It doesn't say that, but it does end poorly for him. I think the chase goes on for an hour, hour and a half. They finally corner him. They finally get him stopped. They ram him with a police car. And he gets out with an AR-15.
Oh, geez.
Now, wow. That right there. Let's say you have an AR-15 in the car. Okay.
Of course you do. Who doesn't?
Right,
it's
sir.
America.
We all do. Yeah.
Yes. At least a couple.
But if you're surrounded by cops, I'm not positive that's the move.
No, probably not. Now, you've just been chasing them. They've been chasing you for an hour and a half, and they totally caught you trying to burn down houses. Yeah, probably not. They're not going to take too kindly to that.
So a little further down in the story, it says that he was shot 4 times.
Oh, darn.
Twice in the left leg, once in the right, and once in the penis.
Whoa! Winner, winner!
Can you imagine?
No, that's the one that took him down, I would think.
Can you imagine getting shot in the groin?
Come on, that's not fair, guys.
That's not cool.
I thought
we had rules.
Molotov cocktails and chasing, so what? Yeah, you got some sort of audio from this dude?
Oh, I do. It's just the beginning of the story.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
This is 30-year-old Luke Neely.
And now he has no penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Getting your family together can at times be stressful.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. How about you?
Not everyone gets along.
You have a big old time, or is there someone over in the corner that's all right? I hate all these people.
No, we have a neighbor and have for a long time that has everyone in the neighborhood over.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
And then the food they make is great.
Oh, nice.
And then they have the football games on. So it's really that's really nice.
We're getting together with a whole bunch of friends that don't have
You're
other family
friends
for
giving.
The most part. Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, so.
But that can go south.
Because there are troublemakers, there are people that you don't get along with.
Sure.
Perhaps people that have to talk about politics.
Oh, man. Put it on the
religion,
back burner. Nope.
Any of the things that are easy to argue over.
Boy, you sure do smell terrible. Just always saying the wrong things to you. Boy, you sure are ugly. I forgot. Every year I see you and blech, you're ugly. Damn.
So let's talk about Thanksgiving disasters. Since it's happening in 3 days. Thanksgiving disasters.
Maybe someone was arrested after the Wishbone incident.
Sure. That was a great movie. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Thanksgiving disasters. As Thanksgiving is a couple days away, we thought we would talk about Thanksgiving disasters. You have one?
Every year, my mom used to cook everybody's turkey. So this one year, we decided my cousin Martha wanted to cook the turkey. So we all went to her house, and she was so proud. The thing was in there for like 3.5 hours. We cut some of it. Cold.
Oh,
cold. Some more. She forgot to defrost it before she put it in the damn oven.
I think that happens a fair amount of times.
And then how long did you have to wait to eat?
You could carve like 2 pieces of breast back in the oven for 1 hour, 2 pieces of breast. Finally, she just threw it in the trash.
Suddenly it's Rocky.
It went to McDonald's.
Now it's garbage.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Take the guts or nothing out of it.
Yeah, that's a perfect disaster.
Excellent.
That's what we're talking about. Thanks, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The turkey was amazing. So let's start off with that. We went to Big Bear for Thanksgiving. There's probably like 17 of us. I was about 14, 15 at the time. And we had, of course, our Thanksgiving dinner. And then all of a sudden, my uncle asked me after dinner for his laptop charger. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll grab it. And I guess I swung my foot too far out. And I took the living daylights out of one of the wood sharp corners.
Ouch.
And I broke my pinky toe.
Oh, ow, 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 ow.
And then after that, probably a couple hours later, I started feeling sick. And I ended up with food poisoning from Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow!
So I had a broken toe and food poisoning at the same time. I was going to the bathroom every 5 minutes.
Excellent.
And you were walking on your toe to get there. That was fun.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And then we went shopping for a couple hours. And they're like, why aren't you getting out of the car? And I have a broken
toe. Because my toe is broken, you idiots!
And I am turning inside out through my butthole.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah,
dude,
right?
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Thanksgiving disasters.
So every time you start a new station or come back to a radio station, that's always your theme song right
it
there,
is,
right?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. You went to the show. You went up to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know why you need to bring this up.
What do you mean?
We went to Dodger Stadium on Saturday for Elton John.
Right.
It was great.
Of course.
Every single song you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a huge smash.
And he still sounds really good.
He sounds great, yes.
Band was amazing.
But I had a bet with my woman about the first song that was going to be played.
All right.
And she said Benny and the Jets.
Right.
And
that was, right?
It may have been.
It's irrelevant. How did she know?
We bet one American dollar.
What did you bet? And what was your guess?
My guess, we both had two guesses.
Right.
Mine was Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting because it was Saturday night.
Saturday night. That's a good guess.
Didn't play that for an hour and a half.
He's like, I heard this guy on the radio.
And then my other one is I'm Still Standing because I thought that's a good message. But you're right. It's not a great song.
So. And a terrible thing.
He sits down. He plays one key and I hand her the dollar.
One American dollar.
All right. We're talking about Thanksgiving disasters. You had one?
Me and my son-in-law, we had the turkey all cooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided we wanted to flip it over. So he's sandwiched it in between two cookie sheets and held it over the sink to flip it.
Right.
Well, the bird went whoop right into the the full sink of dirty dishwater.
Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah, good thing. Woohoo! We ate it anyway.
Did you?
Yeah, you just dried it off and dug in, huh? I can see that.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Maybe better than ever.
There's a little extra spinach and some sort of cereal product on it. But other than that,
thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
So my Uncle Bill got wasted and just decided to steal my grandmother's silverware.
What?
Wow, and he walked out of the house with it, took it home?
Yeah, he went and...
Did he try and sneak it?
He tried to sneak it. The worst part was that he tried to put it down his pants.
What is he, Harpo Marx?
What the hell?
It was really, really weird.
Why did he want her silverware?
It was my great-grandmother's like wedding silverware that he gave to my grandmother. He basically was like saying that she doesn't deserve it. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's the spirit of Thanksgiving.
How was he caught? Who saw it? Who heard it? What fell out? How was he caught?
He was walking and... my grandmother has like a little bay window where she keeps her spices or, you know, her plants or whatever.
Right.
He's stumbling out and all you hear is clink, clink, clink down the way. And I was like, whoa.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like stealing everything out of the house.
All right, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Thanksgiving disasters.
There's not a lot of songs that threaten the listener with murder.
That's true.
I kill you.
That is true.
Did you post that hilarious video?
I did, yes.
Oh, my God. Tell the kids.
On my Twitter, at the Kevin Ryder, it's a guy who's having an argument with his dad.
At Thanksgiving dinner.
At Thanksgiving table, yes. And his dad starts yelling at him and standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid stands up and the dad says, if you're going to act this way, you're not part of the family.
Okay, bye.
And the kid grabs the Thanksgiving Day table and flips it.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
That's love.
That's pretty great. Nice. It is a beautiful,
I love
beautiful
the song.
Scene.
I heard the song you were picking for it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
beautiful.
I put Cats in the Cradle in it, yeah.
Go find that right now.
At the Kevin Ryder. Nice. All right, we are talking about Thanksgiving disasters.
Be another boring Monday. You guys hit us with this. I love you guys.
I'm glad. What do you got?
I was not in California. I actually went to visit a friend in a farmland, and they had like a turkey there, and everyone would like feed the turkey and be all night. We even gave it a name, mm-hmm. and then come Thanksgiving Day, stop.
Wow. Oh, cut its head off.
Yeah, I'm the only one who didn't eat it. But everybody else seems to be okay with it.
I don't blame you, man.
No, that's gross.
Yeah, it is.
You know that it happens, but you don't want to see it happen.
Apparently, my dad had long before I was born, they bought themselves a little farm, and they were out in the middle of nowhere in Kansas, and he was under the impression he could just tear their heads off and wring their chicken heads. And,
no!
Yeah, he was chasing them around the yard.
No wonder you're who you are.
So I feel your pain, dude. That's terrible. That's awesome.
Thanks for
calling, dude.
All right, fellas.
Right on. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
I got a mother-in-law from hell. last year, she found a whole, I'm going to cook this year. You guys don't have to do nothing. I'm going to cook everything.
Right.
I was going to deep fry a turkey. She passed on it. Didn't want that. Thought it was unhealthy. She did not thaw her turkey. She cooked it for about 2 hours and presented it on the table.
Ta-da! Salmonella on a plate.
That is the second story like that we heard.
Wow, you gotta defrost the sumbitch, man.
You know, sometimes you can't pick the mother-in-laws, unfortunately.
You know, I suppose back in the day, before the modern age, they would sometimes not literally pluck them very well. So you'd probably get quite a few feathers and stuff.
What's wrong with, why are you?
I'm trying to make it better for
you're,
the
you're
modern
You're not
days.
Making anything better.
That's my goal. So we just had Pink Floyd with a teacher screaming at the kids. Mm-hmm. Do you remember learning your vowels in school?
I don't.
Neither do I.
It was like 1932.
There's five of them, or if you want to get down to it, six. Sometimes.
A-E-I-O-U.
Sometimes why. So we're going to go with bands. I was lying earlier. I
said we lied to you all day. We're going to go with bands.
Bands.
But they only one per letter.
Yeah.
Per vowel.
That's
so
right.
This is A.
Here we got A, but then we need E.
E next, and then I, and then O, and then U.
So help us out. 818-955-KLOS, because we flunked out. Or you can also tweet it. We are at Kevin and Slugga. Dude just called and goes, hey, I get why you did Edgar Winter Group, the E in A-E-I-O-U, because you're doing a free ride right now.
See?
It's a synergy tie-in. It's beautiful.
That?
Well done, sir.
We're doing Give Me Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. The theme is vowels, A-E-I-O-U. And this is In Excess for Leo from Glendale.
Got a couple people suggesting Eben Ozen, yep. A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y. I gotta tell you, if it was a Friday night, I would totally have to play that. We'd have to.
We are doing vowels for Give Me Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. And the bands have to start with vowels. We've done A, E, and I. That's In Excess. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Brandon. I'd like to make a guess for the A-E-I-O-U.
Yes, please.
I have AC/DC, Europe, UFO, Ozzy, and the Yungbirds.
Yeah, Ozzy, right? Well done. Yay! Yes, woo! Pat yourself on the back and take a bazillion out of petty cash.
I will.
I know a lot of people were hoping Ozzy was going to show up at one of the Elton John shows up at Dodger Stadium this past weekend. I mean, he could have come out and done Ordinary Man with him. I mean, he's here in L.A.
Yep.
That would have been amazing.
Would
have
been great, yeah.
Ozzy, and there are vowels, A-E-I-O-U, so we got one more to go.
K-L-O-S,
hello. Hello, Kevin and Slugo.
Yo.
Give me five. Bands that start with A-E-I-O-U.
A-E-I-O, Uriah Heep.
Ha-ha!
Nice.
I like you. Drop it down there. That's good.
Nicely done.
All right, who's this?
John, formerly known as Steve from Delamo.
We had already signed an agreement. We said, yes, Uriah Heep, we're going to do it. And then someone called in and suggested UFO. Doctor. I love that. Or Rock Bottom, actually.
We also had you, too.
That's right.
A lot of them that we were thinking about.
So I think we might have to do this from time to time.
And a lot of great suggestions on Twitter as well.
Yeah, A-E-I-O-U bands. And then maybe A-E-I-O-U songs tomorrow.
All right.
So that's in the hopper.
We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Rangers. That is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can buy your tickets at LA Kings. DraftKings.com/tickets. But if you'd like to be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
You've got a little question for them? Something?
We've got a little trivia for them.
Right, good luck. Yes! You know, we did the A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes you get a Y in there, so excited to...
Slego makes the rules and then breaks them always.
Yeah, screw the rules.
He makes the rules.
You know, the guy that makes the rules...
why make them then?
It's such a jerk.
That guy
that
is a jerk.
That Slego guy. What the hell, man?
All right, we have tickets for the LA Kings. KLOS, who's this?
Hi
there.
Who's this?
We're calling for the tickets. This is David and Carla.
For the Kings tickets?
David and Carla?
Yep.
All right, we're talking about hockey slang, and I saw this was used by the announcers on, I think it was Friday when we played Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
When a player is face washing someone, what is he doing?
Face washing. What does that mean?
Slamming them into the clear window.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Ah, oh, that was a good guess, though. Sorry.
That was a good guess. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, you calling for the Kings tickets?
I sure am.
All right, got a little slang for you. They used this slang last Friday night when they played, I believe it was Vancouver. When a player is face washing someone, what is he doing?
Oh, I'm going to say touching his face with his hands.
I mean, yeah, he's rubbing his hands in his face.
Rubbing his hands in his face.
Hoping that the guy will start throwing a punch and then he'll get called for a penalty.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. He'll get the penalty. Yeah.
I thought he maybe had like ice in his hands or something. Like he'd
scoop some up. He was like giving him a real facial?
Yeah. All right, so you are going to the game tomorrow night.
Well done.
Well, 10-4, good buddy.
All right, Trucker, you got a 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Rangers. It is tomorrow night, and everybody else can get their tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. What are we doing today? Oh,
yeah.
You remember not that long ago when Taylor Swift went on sale?
Who doesn't love Ticketmaster? You know, I screw anti... what's the word? I just said it.
Monopoly?
Yeah, antitrust laws.
Yeah.
You know, let monopolies come in and buy up everything and destroy it.
I would like to see competition. That would be a good thing.
Seems like a good idea.
I haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift goes on sale, and the pre-sale sells too many? Fire alarm?
Ooh, yeah. Building's on fire now.
All right, excellent.
Here, open the door.
What's happening?
Oh, they fixed it.
I went off.
I wanted you all to hear the alarm. Everybody's running out the door. We're sitting here talking on the radio. What is going on?
The building is just falling
down.
Oh,
it's Ticketmaster. They're pissed. We're making fun of them.
So Ticketmaster says, hey, there were too many people that wanted tickets. Now,
too bad.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You sell tickets.
And you made it your deal that you're the only ones in the world that can sell tickets.
And it's all you do.
That's all you do.
You sell tickets.
Yeah, you don't sell slushies at 7-Eleven. You don't have like
since I started in 1990 in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Once a year, twice a year, Ticketmaster goes down.
And what is the deal with just deciding, we're not going to sell any more of these Taylor Swift
tickets?
That
I don't know. That
you
know, I don't
screw
understand.
Screw you, Taylor. Go to hell.
They
it's
said
nice you want to do a little show.
Too many pre-sale, and then they didn't have enough left over. And
it's your fault.
I don't know. I just feel like it would help if there was something called competition.
Yeah. So let's talk about radio.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, deregulation.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Two companies can own everything.
All right. So
anyway,
people are getting desperate
to get to these shows.
Yes. Now,
concerts.
I don't care about Taylor Swift, but I do care about the desperation to get to a show.
Didn't your friend love Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
He would have been very upset.
That made it worse. I do care about the passion that you have for seeing a show.
Yeah.
Whoever it is.
Right.
And what you did to get into a show.
I mean, like back in the day when you'd go see some show at a tiny little venue, you'd go to the Whiskey or whatever, you would ditch work and go and make sure you got in line to get the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to...
And if you didn't get the tickets, you'd try and buy them off somebody.
Yeah, you go to Mays Company or whatever and stand in line all day next to the women's lingerie to buy
Mays?
Tickets. Yeah, whatever the hell it is. But you know what I mean?
I don't think it was Mays.
I don't know. Joe's.
No, but you did have to stand in line for hours and hours and days sometimes to get tickets.
And then if that didn't work...
Then you just jump the back fence, which a lot of people did.
You pretend to be part of the road crew.
Right,
get
exactly.
in backstage. I'm going to carry this speaker for you.
So you were desperate enough to see a show that you did what? 818-955-KLOS.
How did you get into a show?
How did you weasel your way into a show that perhaps you shouldn't have been at, but you needed to see it?
You had to be there. You were up in the
kind
rafters.
Of music passion that you, that we love.
Yes, so, we know that.
818-955-KLOS.
We are celebrating the majesty and pageantry that is Ticketmaster today by talking to you about the show you just had to see. No matter what it took, how did you get yourself in? Hello, KLOS.
The crazy way I got into a concert or the tricky way I got into a concert.
Either way.
Either way, buddy.
I was down in Long Beach, went to a Santana concert.
Yep.
Back in the day. And I ran some girls, and I told them I was part of the band, and they believed me, and I walked up because I keep my persona like I'm somebody. And they let me in.
Isn't it amazing? Like,
I got you. I love that.
You don't want to have to be a door dude and decide whether or not this guy really is in the band. So sometimes that can work, especially back in the day.
If you're super confident, especially back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dress like that. I dress like that today at 66.
So you got to get into a Santana show then, huh?
Yes. Down in Long Beach when they had the Long Beach show.
Well done, man.
That's awesome, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We are good, thank you. We're talking about ways that you snuck into a show.
I jumped over a fence when we had the Irvine Meadows. You could jump over the fence and you were willing to travel about five to 10 minutes off the side gate.
Yep. That back fence was very, very vulnerable.
Yeah, that was real easy to get into back in the day. What shows did you see out there for free?
I saw the Cult there. I saw Danzig there.
Nice.
I got a lot of good shows. But the department store you were talking about was called May Company.
May Company, that's it. I knew it was May something.
Wow,
yeah,
May
that's
Company.
Right. Yeah.
They had a Ticketmaster in every one. It was down by where they wrapped gifts.
Yeah,
and
right.
When I was 18, I got a credit card in that department store just for the Ticketmaster and racked up just about, I think it was $7,000 in 1994.
Wow.
In concert tickets.
And then they went out of business.
I never would pay for any of those credit card bills. But I went to all those concerts for free. Pink Floyd, Metallica with Guns N' Roses at the Rose Bowl. It was phenomenal.
Wow, you know what you're doing.
We're still in business.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's what we're talking about.
Yep, that's it. You have to get in somehow.
You have to go.
818-955-KLOS.
It is all about you doing whatever it took to get into a show, to see a concert. Hello, KLOS.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yay!
What is up, party people?
Talking about how hard you tried to get into concerts.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
So back in what I believe was the late 80s, possibly early 90s, went to see Judas Priest and Slayer at the Long Beach Arena.
Nice. Yep.
Or excuse me, LA Sports Arena.
Okay.
Brain's a little addled. So I got in. I had a ticket. I got in. Slayer started. We're in the loge, kind of undesirable seats for a Slayer show.
Mm-hmm.
So like 30 of us jump from the loge down to the risers. Rush it onto the floor, as one is known to do on a Slayer show.
Of course.
And I get the hand on my shoulder, and I'm the lucky one that the bouncers decided to catch.
There's got to be someone. They got to make an example.
Did they bounce you?
Yeah. They outed me. So I'm gone. So I'm like, I got to find a ticket. I got to get back in.
Yeah.
I look, and there's a small crowd of people gathered around a limousine. And there's a guy there with some radio promo tickets that he's trying to sell.
Sell.
People are offering him 60, 70, 85 bucks for him.
What station was he from?
Was his name Kevin Ryder?
KNAC in the day.
Oh, okay, KNAC.
If I remember.
That would have been Stu.
Hey, Stu! Uh-huh. Awesome, yeah.
So, and so how I walk much? Up to him and I go, hey, bud. I go, I don't really have much money, but I have something else.
Mm.
I had some little herbal happiness that was exceptional.
That is better than cryptocurrency, my friend.
It definitely was, because I showed it to him, and he said, hop in the limousine. And we jumped in the limousine, we made a quick transaction, and I was back in by the second song.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
It really was. It was a great deal.
I think we should change to that currency, actually.
Yeah, I believe that would be a good thing. There'd be a lot less stress in the world, that's for
no
sure.
No kidding.
For sure.
Dude, thank you for calling, man.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, that's one way to get in.
Yep.
You had to get into a show.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS of the California's Rock Station is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo, the human Eeyore.
How dare you?
Won one American dollar.
Yeah!
By guessing the most annoying things about the holidays.
We who hate the holidays.
Sluggo could have gone on forever with that list.
Easy.
He could have named 45 out of the 50.
I think I should get an extra dollar because I did so well, so brilliantly.
A man in Florida was shot in the balls. That's all you need to know.
With a gun.
With a bullet, yeah. Your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
And it could very well net you $8,200. Woo! All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. The wonderful kitty. Bob.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We would like to give you money.
Yeah, money, money, money.
It is the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Now is the time to call.
If you'd like to play, it is 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 13.
And it's sitting at $7,600 if you can answer our precious stinking question.
The name game.
The name game.
You know, we have naughty lyrics to that song right there. The name game. Well, I do anyway.
I have not heard them.
The gosh darn name game. But it's a couple of different words that I use whenever I sing it.
KLOS, who's this?
Mark. Mark Nelson.
You are caller 13.
Yeah. Hey, right on.
That means you get the shot at $7,600. We're looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table.
Now, it's kind of nerdy, so we were thinking maybe if you put on a pair of glasses and sort of, you know, squint at the back of the room and don't have a date, maybe that would help you figure out what it is?
I mean, I got a guess.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, the last couple of guesses were radium and all potassium. Right. Those were not from nerds, so they were wrong. So what do you got?
Well, I live close to a nuclear power plant, so I'm going to go with boron.
Boron.
Hat.
Oh, sorry, hold on, wrong one. Hold on. There we go.
How much of that do you think you have in your system, though?
I don't know. Probably a little bit, I would guess. It's been leaking for years.
It's
right?
A lot. I got news for you.
Is
I'm
it
sorry.
Out there by City?
It is, yes.
Yeah, okay. I love driving past that. Always have. Well, sorry, man, but next hour it'll be worth $7,800. So you and your fine blood call us back.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Right on, thank what you. Is fine blood?
I couldn't think of the word he said already. I forgot. Borium? Is that it? I don't even know.
We have a shot. Oh.
Sorry.
Game. We have a shot for you to win $7,800.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
$7,800.
Damn.
And a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game. The name
$7,800. You got to be kidding me, kids. That's too much money.
What is your name?
This is Ray.
Ray.
Ray, how about being caller 13?
Woo!
That's fantastic. All right.
Nicely done. We are looking for the name of an element that you'd find in the periodic table.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were boron and potassium. Okay. And those were both wrong. So for, what's the grand total now?
$7,800.
Damn. What do you got?
All right. Well, I'm going to go with molybdenum.
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 Molybdenum. You know, you can't be making stuff up.
I guarantee that's not a thing.
Molybdenum, number 42.
Number 42. Yeah, I like number 42. Oh.
Sorry. It's not molybdenum.
It's not
molybdenum.
<Okay. laughs>
It's not molybdenum.
Fair enough.
Right on, man. Thanks for playing.
Next hour, $8,000.
Apocalyptica's cover of Cream, White Room. I haven't run into that one enough lately. It's a good cover, man.
It is a good cover.
Good stuff.
Let's give away some money, shall
let's
we?
Let's do that.
It is the KLOS $100,000 name game, and we'll take caller 13 right now for your share of that money and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
We've had enough guesses, wrong guesses, to bring us all the way up to $8,000. So that's what's on the line right now. Caller 13, Vaseline, or if you prefer, Life in the Fast Lane, whatever, no worries. Yeah, let's do that.
Should try that.
Take our money.
KLOS, who is this?
Bill.
Bill.
Bill, you are...
true. I'm 13.
You're color 13.
You did.
Yes. Dude, it's impossible to get through, man.
Well, I mean...
That's what we hear.
I beg to differ as you're on the phone right
there
now.
There you go.
I beg to differ.
You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We're looking for the name of an element that you would find in the periodic table.
Let me tell you that, Bill, the last guest was a dude named Ray, and he actually pulled out number 42 on that table. Can you help me with this pronunciation?
He said it right.
Yes, he did. And then we started mocking him.
And then we mocked him endlessly.
Because we'd never heard of it.
And then we looked it up.
Because we're losers.
It's molybdenum.
Molybdenum.
Yeah, dude, I'm not got.
It was incorrect.
Yeah, so. And boron, also wrong. That was from Mark earlier. So, Bill, what do you got?
I got iodine.
Iodine. Oh.
I am sorry. It is not iodine.
Well, he went insane after losing a contest on the radio.
I want whatever you're on.
Yeah, share it.
All right.
Right on, man. Take care, Bill. Thanks. And tomorrow morning,
$8,200.
Tiffany's cover of Tommy James and the Shondells' I Think We're Alone Now had been number one on the U.S. singles charts until This Day in Rock in 1987, when Billy Idol's cover of Money Money, the Tommy James and the Shondells song, replaced it. One of the first musical guests turned up on The Simpsons on This Day in Rock in 1991. It was the Flaming Moes episode. They performed Walk This Way, and it was Aerosmith. The acoustic guitar that George Harrison bought and learned to play guitar on was sold on This Day in Rock in auction in 2003. He had paid £3.5 for the guitar. It went at auction for £276,000.